We are going to have a barrel of fun this hour, talking about fun things to do in and around Wisconsin this weekend and for the month of October. I'm Joy Cardine. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, September 27th. Anyone catching an Oktoberfest this weekend? Planning to drive to soak in some fall color somewhere or something else? You can get some ideas and share your ideas during this October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are joined once a month by travel writer Gary Knowles. He has a list of events that you can consider to take in during the coming month. We have posted that on our website at wpr.org and on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We should share that on Twitter as well, at Joy Cardine Show. Gary is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers. He is also a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. He is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. And congratulations, Gary. I understand you have been elected to be on the board of directors for the Midwest Travel Writers Association.
Well, I have, and it's for me, it's quite an honor. I mean, it's one of the things where in the travel writing world, MTWA, Midwest Travel Writers, is the oldest of the professional travel writer groups. So I'm very proud to be on there.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So our happy autumn, by the way, too.
Oh, yeah. And, hey, it's a great season, isn't it? It's my favorite, but you know the problem is I know what comes next.
Yeah. let's stretch out the autumn for a little while. That's
yeah,
what
really,
I say, too.
Really.
But Oktoberfests are going to be underway. I think the big granddaddy of them all is in La Crosse starting today, even.
It starts today, and it goes through October the 5th, and there's all kinds of parades and food to eat and people to sing with, and it's a great festival over there. It's kind of like one of those, if you can't make the one in Germany, you maybe should make the one in La Crosse, because it really is a great festival.
Yeah, it sounds like I have never been to that one. I have been to the one in Appleton quite often, and I know that one is taking place as well on Saturday.
It is. That's going on this weekend, and they have an arts and craft fair going on with that one as well. And so should be quite a good event and a way to kick off October.
You know, I saw a list, and there's so many different lists, I can't remember the source, but it was the 10 best Oktoberfest celebrations in the country, and Appleton and La Crosse both made that list.
They
of the
both made
10.
It. Yeah, so. Well, that says something. I mean, in Wisconsin, we know how to celebrate Oktoberfest. A lot of Germanic roots here, I think.
Yeah, and Bill Martins, my producer-director, will be headed to New Glarus, which is also having an Oktoberfest this weekend.
They celebrate pretty well down in New Glarus as well. The Swiss down there have got some traditions that involve beer.
Yeah, and they have a pretty nice little a brewery there, the New Glarus Brewery.
The New Glarus Brewery is really, it's really become world famous by the fact that they try to serve Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's right. And besides all the fun Oktoberfests going on this weekend, I was reminded by a listener last weekend that there are some Apple Fests going on, including, I think, the Apple Fest in Gays Mills is coming up this weekend.
Gays Mills is this weekend, and that is really a neat area out there. And I happen to have an opportunity to drive through that way a couple weeks ago, and it's just a fantastic drive. And as the colors are turning out there, too, you get the best of the fall drive and the fruit.
That sounds good. That was the very first, I think I mentioned this before, going to the Gays Mills Apple Festival was my very first Tell Joy Where to Go assignment, and I really enjoyed spending time there. This weekend, I'm planning on finally doing, I said I was going to drive a part of the Great River Road in September,
oh, okay.
Gary. I'm doing that tomorrow.
Oh, great. Great.
So
what part are you going to drive?
I'm going to drive the part between Wyalusing State Park and Trempealeau.
Ooh, that's a nice, long, pretty drive.
Yeah, there's some great towns and things to do in the south of that, and some great towns that I still want to see to the north of that, but because I'm limited to just a day trip, I just picked that portion.
Well, one thing you should know is that if you're going to do that drive all the way from from Wyalusing to Trempealeau, you won't have a lot of time to stop and shop on the way.
Because that's too long.
It's a great, beautiful drive, but there's so many things to do along the way that you may find by the time you get to La Crosse, you've used up your day.
Yeah, it could be. Well, you know, maybe I'll even go over and do Trempealeau first and then down. We'll see what happens. We certainly wanted to stop at the Trempealeau Hotel and get my walnut burger. Then we were going to probably stop at Ecker's Apple Farm, which is right there in Trempealeau, and pick up some more apples. We had a guest on from the Ecker's Apple Farm a couple of weeks ago, and I said, hey, maybe while I'm in Trempealeau, why not stop there? And then there's Perot State Park that I've always wanted to go to.
Oh, yeah, and that's right in the same vicinity there. And, you know, actually, if you're out there, there's one of the new Wisconsin wineries that's maybe 6-7 miles away that you ought to visit, and it's called El Morro Vineyards, and they're just up in the hills, a beautiful place, kind of between Trempealeau and Fountain City, and it's really a fantastic vineyard out there, and it's El Morro, E-L-M-A-R-O, and a beautiful little drive away from Trempealeau. And
boy, that sounds good, too. Maybe I should just go up a little bit north, go there, see what I can see there, and then just go back instead
If you go over to Fountain City, which is, again, just maybe 8 or 10 miles over on the river, you can go to the Monarch Pub over there, the Monarch Public House, which I think is the oldest continuing operating tavern in Wisconsin. And it's in the book that Bottoms Up that features all the great classical bars in Wisconsin.
Well, you might have changed my route, Gary.
<Uh-oh>.
Plus, I can see the house with the boulder on it if I go to Fountain City. Isn't that where
the rock on the house? The rock on the house. Yeah, that's right.
Well, that is my assignment for Saturday, for this weekend. It's something I promised to do earlier this month, and I will drive part of the Great River Road and stop at some of those places in Trempealeau, and maybe we'll do the Fountain City.
Well, the Great River Road is. Mm-hmm. Well worth doing it a couple of times, so
right.
You know, you won't exhaust it by just one trip.
But I am looking for ideas for October. I have not made any firm plans for my October travel, so if there's something happening in your neck of the woods, please do recommend it. One region of the state that I haven't extensively traveled yet this year, and I would like to before year's end, is the Eau Claire area in that part of northwest Wisconsin. I have not Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and that region. So.
It's one of the, in my estimation, one of the really most beautiful areas of Wisconsin. And you, like a lot of people, never get there because it really isn't on the way to anything. You know, I mean, if you're going to Minneapolis or you're going to La Crosse or whatever, you know, you'll go to those places. But it's kind of that lost area in the middle.
Hey, when is the Warren's Cranberry Festival?
Is coming up. I want to say it might be this weekend.
Oh, really?
That's this weekend is in Warren's, and Gaze Mills, as we mentioned, is this weekend. So both of those are this weekend. It's sort of like, why do they put them all on the same weekend, you know?
And, right. And well, I was going to say that maybe if it was going to be another weekend, I could fit that in as well. I don't think I can fit that in with all the other things going on. So.
It's such a big deal, too, that once you get up there, you're probably not going to go to another festival if you want to take it in correctly, you know?
Well, is there a fall festival happening in your neck of the woods? Maybe there's a pretty fall color drive that you would like to recommend in your part of the state, or some other fall activity that is something you always try to get in. Let us know, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with travel writer Gary Noll. This is Tell Joy Where to Go on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
All the leaves are brown.
All the leaves are brown.
And the sky is gray.
And the sky is gray.
Well, all the leaves are not yet brown. They are starting to turn around Wisconsin, the beautiful golds and reds and other fall colors. Where are you planning on catching some fall colors this October? What are the leaves like in your part of the state? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking with Gary Knowles. He is a travel writer who joins us once a month to share some events around Wisconsin that you can partake in every month. And Gary, what about the fall colors? It seemed to me when I looked at the travelwisconsin.com website that there was some color here and there, but it's not by any means peaking anywhere.
Yeah, it really is. You know, like every year, it sort of gets this way where you'll get some really nice pockets of color that kind of just burst out early, and then kind of through the whole October, and actually sometimes even into November, early November, you can get some just brilliant stretches that go through the state. And I know that people would like to have a good plan that says here's where the color is going to be and when you can see it. But honestly, the best way to see color in Wisconsin is to sort of drive north, kind of get up to the Wausau area, maybe up a little farther, especially in late September like this, and then kind of go east and west on the roads out there, because you'll get some really good sunlight coming through the colored leaves, and you'll get that neon effect that's just really nice. And kind of listen to, actually, if you go to the Travel Wisconsin, travelwisconsin.com site, you can sign up for the fall color alerts, and they'll tell you where there are good pockets of color and good color around the state. So that's a really good source. But the best thing is go out and drive and find them.
Yeah, I did post a link to the fall color report from travelwisconsin.com on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. It says that most of the northern two-thirds of the state is at about 25 to 50% to peak, and far southern Wisconsin is still 0 to 25% right now.
Yeah, and you know, then there's the whole discussion about what is peak, you know, and you know, is peak when everything is turned, or is peak when it's like 50% green yet and all the colors are there too. So, but yeah, it's, you know, go out and drive. That's the best advice I can give you.
You know, I forgot to mention the weather forecast for today and for this weekend. It looks like some patchy and dense fog this morning, turning into a sunny and quite mild day. Most highs will be in the 70s, maybe even the lower 80s in western Wisconsin today. So it's going to be a pleasant day today. Clear tonight, turning cloudy tomorrow. And I know that there is a pretty good chance of some rain moving in late, at least in the Madison area. It was expected to arrive late in the afternoon into the evening. So western Wisconsin, when I'm driving along the Great River Road, might get some rain. I hope not. And then on Sunday, sunny and mild with highs in the 70s. So half of the weekend looks pretty good for some fall drives and pretty sunny skies and mild temperatures. So
yeah, the extended forecast that I've seen all shows pretty good weather coming up for the next week. So hopefully you'll luck out, and when you get over to the Great River Road, it'll be nice over there.
I know, Gary, that you're more than an amateur photographer. You really are a very good photographer. Do you have any tips on taking photos of fall colors?
The best tip is carry your camera. Yeah. You know, I know a lot of people, including me, occasionally get out there and I say, well, I didn't bring my camera, you know. And the best thing is if you've got your camera, you can get a picture. And then the other thing is to shoot from a variety of angles. You know, a lot of people shoot every picture from, you know, about 5 feet, 6 inches tall where the camera comes up to their face, but get down and look up at the trees and, you know, and try some different perspectives is always a good thing to do. And shoot a lot of pictures. The great thing with digital is you can shoot so much and dump all the pictures that aren't good and save the ones that are.
Right. Well, I'm gonna do that. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, talking with travel writer Gary Knowles about the fun things to do in Wisconsin, in and around Wisconsin, this weekend and for the month of October. What's on your itinerary? Dave in La Crosse is with us. Hi, Dave.
Hi, I'm traveling to La Crosse from Shelbyville.
Okay.
All right.
And on each year, the first Saturday in October is Shelbyville's Cheese Fest.
What happens there?
Well, deep fried cheese curds by the FFA alumni, and cheese curd eating contest, and recipe contest, hay wagon rides to see the scarecrow contest. Shelbyburg is the third oldest community in Wisconsin, so quite historic in the Lead Region area, and only an hour and 15 minutes from Madison.
Hey, and you know, and I can attest to the fact that you guys do some pretty good cheese down there. I've had some of it. Not enough yet.
Sounds like fun, Dave. That's perfect. I mean, cheese and scarecrows.
Arts and crafts and the antiques and the shops and the restaurants. And it's only a half an hour from Dubuque. It's a wonderful little town. Happens to be my hometown, a little biased.
Oh, well.
So are you heading over to La Crosse for some Oktoberfest festivities?
I wish, but traveling salesman, and I'm up early and headed to La Crosse.
That's what they all say, Dave.
Actually, it's a pretty drive down to Shulzburg, too, from the Madison area, and the drive you're taking up to La Crosse is really spectacular.
Yeah, you bet, and then from Madison to Shulzburg, you can take the fast way of 151 or come down some of the more county and state roads and see a lot of that fall color you're talking about.
Sounds great, Dave.
Great
Thanks
drive.
A lot. Thanks very much. 1-800-642-1234. If you would like to recommend a pretty fall drive or a fun fall festival or other activity or event that you would like to recommend to others who are listening and to me, because I'm looking for a trip to take in October. Bob in Viroqua was with us. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Joy. Hey, how are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thank you. Beautiful day out here. Starting. Retreat World's Fair should not be missed. First of all, I like silly bets. If you start in Trepolo, I bet you a quarter you don't get to La Crosse.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. But secondly, if you continue on the Great River Road through La Crosse, Stoddard, Genoa, to DeSoto, then take 82 east out of DeSoto and drop down on N into Retreat.
What's going on there?
It's the World's Fair.
It's the World's Fair. I missed this all these years.
Nobody told me, yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, they just don't have the same cachet as some of the World's Fair. But yeah, I tell you what, it's unique. And approximate two gaze mills, so you could do both possibly, but I bet if you go to one, you won't get to the other.
Yeah,
any rate,
what happens at the World's Fair, Bob?
Well, you have to come and see, but you know, what's really cool is everything there is pretty much baked by the local people, and they do have a, you know, people may think of tractor pulls as uninteresting, but they use plastic tractors. And this year, as an added incentive for those unaware of what goes on in rural areas, there's a dump truck pull added.
All right.
So, and I believe they bill themselves as having the only two-way parade down their bustling Main Street, which is all of a quarter mile long.
How fun.
And that's in what's the name of the city?
Retreat.
Okay.
Yeah, and Gary, I think it's fair to call it a city, but they would probably call themselves a burg or a village.
Well, we have a lot of good burgs in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but it's just as homey as you get, and just a lot of fun.
Well, that does sound great.
Thank you so much, Bob, for sharing that.
And
Retreat.
Is that Saturday, did he say?
What's that?
Yeah, it's actually tonight Saturday, and I think the parade is Saturday at 1.
All right. Thanks very much. I don't know how I can fit it all in, but maybe I'll mark the calendar for next year on that one.
Yeah, that does sound like a good one.
But thanks for letting everybody know about Retreat's World's Fair. That sounds fun. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We have another caller. We have Grace Ann in Platteville with us. Good morning.
Oh, hi. I just thought I would bring up a few things about Mineral Point, Wisconsin.
Okay.
One thing, there's a place called Pendarvis Historic Site,
mm-hmm.
and it's in Mineral Point, And it's one of the 11 Wisconsin historic sites. Well, there's a lot of other places that are historic, but it's one of the Wisconsin Historical Society's historic sites. And they have some really interesting tours that they have there that tell a little bit about the lead mining that starts happening in the 1800s. And then there's also information about zinc mining in the 1900s. But
you know what they're doing there tonight?
Tonight they have a pub night going
right.
on. Which ought to be very interesting.
As in
which,
the dog?
A pub.
Oh, pub. Yeah, not, I thought I heard pub. I heard pub. Okay.
It's a pub night going on tonight, and that's from 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock. And then that ties in sort of with their Cornish theme, because what they talk about there is when the Cornish come there in the 1840s, that time frame. And then this weekend they're having the Cornish Festival. Well, the Cornish Festival is going all around, all throughout Mineral Point. It's not just things at Pendarvis. There's other things going on too. And some of the events are free also, so that's kind of nice if you're looking for low-budget activities.
Oh, well, so are they going to have pasties aplenty there?
They are. There's actually a pasty festival, or a pasty feed, I guess you could call it, Saturday night from 4:30 to 7 at the Walker House, which, of course, was built in the 1830s, 1840s.
So this is all going on in the Mineral Point area this
weekend. It's the big Cornish Festival. And, and thanks for calling in about that.
Yeah, thanks very much, Grace-Ann.
A lot of good things going on over there.
I've been to Mineral Point, and I think it's a beautiful town, and I would love to go again. I've never been to Pendarvis. I've heard
you need to get there.
I should check that out for sure.
Yeah, they're going to be making lace over there, too, and show you how to make lace.
Wonderful. So we are going to have to check news, and then we will hear a Wisconsin Life essay, and then we will be back talking more about fun things to do this fall with Gary Knowles. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are planning our fall itinerary to enjoy the sights and smells and sounds of October during this hour in this October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Friday, September 27th. We'll get back to some recommended events from the list of recommended events compiled by our guest, Gary Knowles, and we'll take more of your recommendations. You can tell me where to go in October by calling 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll get to more of your recommendations in just a few minutes, but first it's time for Wisconsin Life. For many couples, the perfect honeymoon involves a warm, sandy beach. Writer Julie Buckles and her husband Charlie had a different idea of a newlywed adventure. They built a canoe and they paddled north from their front yard on Lake Superior. She shares her story.
It was May of 1999, day 4 of my 1,700-mile canoe honeymoon. Charlie and I had kicked off from our backyard at the Sioux River Beach near Washburn, and we had paddled to Lake Superior's Bark Bay near Cornucopia. The plan was to paddle historic Voyageur routes from Lake Superior through the Boundary Waters and then further west and north to northern Saskatchewan, where we would stay for the winter. We were following a line I had seen drawn on a map on Charlie's wall during one of our first dates. He had completed several canoe expeditions in the far north in his youth, but never from Lake Superior, and never with me. This trip seemed to be the perfect beginning to our marriage. But first, we had to survive Lake Superior, the body of water I feared most for her size, her fierceness, and chill. She had measured in at a mere 35 degrees that day. I looked ahead and saw frothy white waves, but I couldn't make sense of them. I bowed my head and focused on paddling through gentle swells. But then waves 4 feet high broke over the shoal to our side. Charlie steered the canoe forward, perpendicular to the waves. I knew that if a wave hit us sideways, we would be upside down and up that fabled creek. I didn't have time to think or to look, only to react. I kept my head down and my paddle in the water. One wave, two waves, three waves, four. Finally through, Charlie turned the canoe to the left to round the point. "We made it through," he started to say, then barked, "Draw right!" I pulled the canoe right with my paddle and stared up at a wave. I dug in just as the wave lifted us into the air. We teetered on top of a 3-foot crest, pausing for what seemed like minutes, long enough for me to look down at the shallow, almost tranquil pool below and the smooth, round rocks beneath the surface. "Brace!" Charlie screamed as the canoe crashed down. The next wave broke right in front of me, smashing gallons of ice water onto my chest. I couldn't breathe. My heart pounded and my right leg shook uncontrollably. I couldn't believe we were still upright. I wanted to cry, but there wasn't time. We had to keep paddling through one breaking wave after another until finally all that remained were rolling swells and about 100 pounds of water in the bottom of the canoe. We camped that night near Herbster, and the next day we loaded the canoe and paddled on toward our destination, one paddle stroke at a time. Author Ginger Strand wrote that your honeymoon tells the world, and maybe you, who you are. During the next 4 months of paddling and 8 months of winter, the land, the weather, and the people told us exactly who we were. Two people connected in rough seas and in calm water.
Julie Buckles is the author of Paddling to Winter. She lives near Lake Superior. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, you can visit our website at wisconsinlife.org and find us on Facebook. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you with us on this Friday, September the 27th. This is the October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. You can tell me where to go in October or tell us what your favorite fall activities are, from Applefest to Oktoberfest to fall color drives. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You will find on our Facebook page and on our website Gary Knowles' list of recommended events that you can enjoy this weekend and for the entire month of October. Gary Knowles is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. He is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers and a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. Well, our Wisconsin Life essay had us up in far northwest Wisconsin, in Lake Superior. Gary, anything going on around those parts for the month of October?
Well, I would expect that the colors are starting to pop up there, and the huge festival, of course, that takes place is the Bayfield Apple Fest, which will be the 4th to the 6th, which is next weekend up in Bayfield. And, I mean, that festival is really, it's one that's gotten worldwide attention for all the kind of fun things that go on with it. There's caramel apples, or apple brats. They usually have those up there. Apple dumplings. The Big Top group usually performs, the Big Top Orchestra.
Fun.
And there's a 400-member marching band parade on Sunday that they do as part of that.
And that's next weekend?
That's next weekend in Bayfield. And then if you go to the 19th of the month, they're having a big festival on Madeleyn Island, which is just a Madeleyn Island ferry ride away. And it's always a lot of fun to go over there because there's a lot of artists that live out in that area, and good food, and they'll be having some crafts and vendors, and the whole festival will continue on Madeleyn Island on the 19th.
Neat. And I'm going to probably have to miss the Warren's Cranberry Festival, which is happening this weekend, but there is another one coming up.
Yeah, there's another Cranberry Festival is the 5th to the 6th next weekend.
Oh, another one next weekend.
And that'll be in Eagle River, and that's always a really good one, too. They've always got a big cranberry pie, I believe, up there. You can buy bulk cranberries when you get up to it. And then, actually, the Nakusa Pumpkin Festival in Nakusa is the 5th to the 6th, too. And That's right in the Wisconsin Rapids area, and they always have cranberries up there because they have all the cranberry marshes in that whole area. So, you know, a lot of cranberries, and this is the cranberry state. It's the official state mm-hmm. fruit. You probably knew that, right?
And I know that we were always way up there, first in the nation or second in the nation all the time.
I believe we're first again this year, if I'm not mistaken, yeah.
So cranberries and apples and pumpkins, oh my. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. What are you up to this weekend or this month? What do you recommend? Sharon in Spring Green is with us. Hi, Sharon.
Hello. I'm calling about the annual Fall Art Tour. It's our 20th anniversary this year, and it's October 18th, 19th, and 20th, and it runs through Mineral Point, Dodgeville, Spring Green, and Baraboo, and all in between.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that art tour is one of my favorites because you get to drive some really spectacular roads kind of over in your Driftless area there. And actually, last year I did the drive and went up to Baraboo and kind of came down through the back roads through there. And, you know, some of the most spectacular autumn color I saw last year was over in that area.
Does that ever sound nice? So that's the weekend of October 18th through the 20th. It reminds me, Sharon, that I did see a listing from another, I always forget the source of the list, but Spring Green was on there as like one of the best small towns in the country. And it talked about
and
APT.
It is.
And,
yeah.
And it talked about a barn that I can't say the name of.
I was just there Wednesday night. Yeah, I think that was the Huffington Post.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a beautiful tour. It's just amazing.
Well, the neat thing about the Fall Art Tour, you were probably going to say this, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but is that the artists do demonstrations, and you get to go to a lot of artist studios that just normally aren't open, and you get to see the artist in their natural environment, as it were.
You sure do. It's quite a drive.
Thank you very much, Sharon, for sharing that Fall Art Tour between Mineral Point, Dodgeville, Spring Green, and Baraboo.
Yeah, I think it's called the Southwest Art Tour, if I'm not mistaken, and Southwest Autumn Art Tour, maybe.
And I am told that if you're an art lover, you might also want to go to the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art. It has a gallery night on October the 4th, and it is the museum's 25th anniversary, so lots of activity going on.
Yeah, that has really grown, and I think there's like more than 50 galleries and centers and whatever that are participating this year, and it really is a fun event, all sponsored by MMOCA, the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art.
Well, we are looking for your plans for this weekend or this October. This is the October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Every month I try to travel to a different region of the state and take in some of the fun things going on in maybe your neck of the woods. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org if you have an event or an activity that you would like to share on the air. And I did want to mention too, Gary, if people are taking fall drives, especially if you're driving to Door County, I happen to know this because I've taken the drive to Door County so many times that you're not going to be able to go over what I used to call the Tower Drive Bridge anymore, the Leo Frigo Bridge, I believe it's called now. And it, as you probably know, a part of the support pier sunk the other day, and there's a big 2 to 3 foot dip in the bridge, and they have shut down the Leo Frigo Bridge in Green Bay indefinitely. So it's there are other ways to go. You'll have to take another route to get across town if you're heading.
Well, that bridge has always been exciting to me, and I think the dip was kind of the last straw.
I have to admit, I lived in Green Bay for a number of years, and that bridge always made me a little anxious, a little nervous when I drove over it. I don't think I have a full bridge phobia, but I was always a little bit nervous. No, I'm really nervous.
And have you ever driven over the one up in Superior? There's a kind of a tall bridge from Superior to Duluth.
Yes,
up
I have.
In that area,
yes, I
too.
Have, yeah.
And then, of course, the Mackinac Bridge will get your throat up in your
But anyway, our condolences to those who live in Green Bay who are now finding what took them 5 minutes to get to work is now taking them a half hour or so to get to work. And glad that no one was hurt with this particular sagging of that bridge. We will, by the way, be talking with the Secretary of the Department of Transportation, Mark Gottlieb, on the show on Tuesday, this next week, Tuesday, from 7 until 7:30. We'll get the very latest on what's happening and you know whether or not it's going to open anytime soon. And we'll also talk about the condition of other bridges around the state as well. That's coming up next week, Tuesday after 7.
That ought to be good.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapaka, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupun, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Swiftwater's climate. I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy air. Hey.
This is the October edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. In our weather forecast for today, some patchy and dense fog this morning, turning into a sunny and mild day today with most highs in the 70s, some low 80s in western Wisconsin. Clear tonight with lows in the 50s and 60s. Turning cloudy tomorrow, a chance of rain. Highs tomorrow, 60s and 70s, and on Sunday, a sunny, mild day with highs in the 70s. Stay with us. Coming up on the Ideas Network, we will talk about cars. That's right. We're going to talk about the new cars, the 2014 model cars that are on the road already. We'll find out what's hot and what's not with our guest auto reviewer coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, talking about things to do, places to go in Wisconsin this weekend and for the month of October. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. John in Galena is with us. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You know what? This is just an aside. I am going to go to Galena someday. I've heard so many wonderful things about your town.
Galena's awesome, home of Ulysses S. Grant, and all sorts of really great food for a town of 3,000. And there's live music every weekend, karaoke in at least two bars every weekend.
Fun.
It's a great city.
You know, I just want to mention that we had a listener who thought that we were excluding other states like the Upper Peninsula or Minnesota.
Oh, heck no.
Or Illinois. No, not at all. I mean, it focuses on Wisconsin, but around Wisconsin is all welcome. So anyway, John, what do you recommend?
So Fermentation Fest. It's the second or third year. I think that's the third year this year in Reedsburg. They do all sorts of stuff. It's from the 4th to the 13th, and you can get them on fermentationfest.com. But they have a whole bunch of classes. There's a class this year about making corn beer. There's a class on making kimchi. They have some guest speakers, bands, and it's like a convergence of organic farming and art. So they have local artists and whatnot. They do a whole big old farm art detour, they call it. It's a 50-mile circle around Reedsburg area, the Driftless area. And you basically go from one to till you stop on the map. And they have all sorts of little stop-offs where you can get some organic vegetables, listen to some music, see some great art. And yeah,
fourth through the 13th.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Wow. It's a
yeah,
long
it's actually,
one.
It's on our list. And if you check our list, we've got the contact information. And their website is interesting. It's the Worm Farm Institute. .org.
That sounds fun. Thank you very much, John. That ought to be a good time. We have a number of callers who want to recommend some fall drives, but I did want to get in a couple of more events, Gary, just because there's so many different things. We've talked a lot about the pumpkin fest and the apple fest and the cranberry fest and other things. But there's some odd festivals, too, like UFO Day in Belleville.
Yeah, well, you know, Wisconsin is a great target for UFOs. A lot of people know that, others don't. But Belleville is one of two UFO capitals in Wisconsin. And they have, on the 26th of October, they're having the UFO Day down there with a big parade. Aliens show up for it and are in the parade, and that's always kind of fun. The other capital is in Elmwood, Wisconsin, and they usually have a festival, too. I don't think it's the same weekend because I think they get different aliens up there, if I'm not mistaken.
Fun.
But so that's always a lot of fun.
And Halloween, of course, is coming up. And Lisa in Eagle has a suggestion for around the Halloween time. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Well, I'm calling about two events that Old World Wisconsin is having, and one is Halloween Dinner Theater, which we do every year, but we have a new production this year, and it's called Wake Not the Dead, and it's an original production. And we have the Monkey's Paw and stories from Bram Stoker and Arthur Conan Doyle and all kinds of Victorian genre artists. So, and that's October 11th through 27th on the weekends.
Sounds great. Thank you, Lisa.
Yes, and can I tell you about one other?
Yes, go ahead.
Fantastic. It's Halloween Legends and Lore, and it's a new event, and it's last two Friday and Saturdays in October, and it's all kinds of spooky storytelling, and it's folklore from Wisconsin's past. That's what it's based on. And then crafts and things like that. So something really different for Halloween.
Sounds good. So check out Old World Wisconsin for some of those Halloween-related events. I also understand that, sounds like it's kind of spooky, fall flashlight tours taking place in Superior, October the 27th through the 30th. You can tour the darkened halls of the Fairlawn Mansion and learn about Victorian superstition. Bring your friends, your flashlights, and your imagination.
Yeah, and I've heard that is a legitimately haunted house.
Oh,
so,
it is.
Yeah, and so it might be worth taking your flashlight and being ready for it.
Yeah. Mary in Sawyer County, I believe, has a suggestion that I might put on my October list since I'm looking to be in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area this month. Mary, what do you recommend?
Well, go a little bit north of Chippewa Falls to Cornell drive along the river from Cornell to Chippewa Falls. It is an absolutely gorgeous drive. And then, of course, when you get to Chippewa Falls, you need to go on online at Google's Brewery Tour.
Yes. I have that one down. Thank you so much, Mary. That sounds good.
That is a great drive. And I was just looking to see the number of that highway up there because it's really well worth taking the drive.
So just north of Chippewa Falls by Cornell, she said, I think. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can check it out. I can check that out. Oh, since we're running short on time and we have
Highway 170.
170. Dwayne in Lac des Flambeaux. Hi, Dwayne. What do you recommend?
Good morning.
Good morning.
If you're around Minocqua or Woodruff, you could go to the Howard Young Art Gallery and check out the fall exhibition there. It's all through October.
What gallery is that?
Howard Young Art Gallery. It's from Howard Young Hospital.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah, they have a bunch of great artists there. And also the drive from Woodruff to Lac des Flambeaux to Mercer, the leaves are really good this time of year in October.
Dwayne, thank you. I remember many, many years ago driving in the Lac des Flambeaux area, and it was gorgeous.
It is. It is wonderful up there, yeah.
Thank you so much. You know, I think we might have, I'm going to try one quick one. Gary in Dubuque is with us. Hi, Gary. We're almost out of time, but what do you recommend?
Okay, Joy, I'll make it real quick. I'm, of course, in Dubuque, but it's a wonderful place to visit is Potosi, Wisconsin. And the museum, beer museum, brewery, and restaurant. And I know a lot of people from the surrounding area just go there to take that in. I don't know specifics what they're doing, but it's just a great place to end up at.
Thank you so much, Gary. That's on the list, too. That's on the Great River Road.
It is. I was going to say, maybe, Joy, sometime you can go south from Wyalusing and go down and hit Potosi and Cassville and some of those places down there.
Gosh, I wish we had more time. We have a recommendation, and I think it's on your list, the Fall Color Biking Fest tomorrow in Whitewater. You can, bike and see the colors, too.
Whitewater's a pretty little town. And the other thing we should probably mention is, in terms of food, the Kohler Food and Wine Festival coming up.
Oh, what weekend is that?
That's the 17th to the 20th. And all kinds of top chefs are going to be there. And a good chance to learn about pairing some great foods with some great wines and beer. And a lot of fun in Kohler.
We have less than 30 seconds, Gary. Was there an event that you've been meaning to mention and didn't have time to?
Oh, World Dairy Expo is coming up. And that's the 1st to the 5th. And you probably don't want to miss the book festivals. Madison's got a great book festival. right. The 17th to the 20th.
Well, check out Gary's list on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and WPR.org. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.